This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Hold the Pod.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Caps fans. What is going on? It is the summer. It is the off season. Welcome to What the Puck. It's a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, and Google Play Music. Joining me, as always, the award-winning Jack Daniels Award, Coach Dan. What's going on, man?
What? I don't even like Jack Daniels. It doesn't even make any sense.
You're coach of the podcast. You're coach of the year. See what
coach
I did there?
Did you see what I did? Flame. Moving on.
That was hilarious. That was dad humor right there.
Oh, my God.
All right, so let's start it off. Let's talk about stuff that's just happened recently. Last night, Barry Trotz, Braden Holtby, big winners at the NHL Awards. Barry Trotz gets the Jack Adams Award. And Braden Holtby's goaltender of the year, winning the Vezina Trophy. What do you think about? What do you think about those two guys?
I think they're okay. I don't mind having them around. I guess no. I think having the season that Holtby had, I think having had that makes sense. That was English. He definitely deserved and earned the right to be a Vezina winner, and is now the third Capital to win the Vezina Trophy after Olaf Kolzig and Jim Carrey. So I think that it's phenomenal. I think it's a great thing for him. I think that he probably appreciated it a lot, but you know, probably doesn't care less in the end. I think he knows that there's more important things. But I think it's great that he was recognized for having the season that he had and being one of the best goaltenders in the league. And I think it's weird to some extent, but it's also kind of awesome that, you know, our team has what was the best goaltender this past season.
And I liked what Holtby did. He kind of started off the entire speech congratulating the Pittsburgh Penguins on their Stanley Cup win. It shows the dude has some class and that he's a good guy. And, you know, I don't know a lot of other players that will do that. I mean, congratulating a rival on winning the Stanley Cup and a team that beat you in order to get there. So, I mean, I got to give it to Holtby. I mean, yeah, he had a great season. He definitely deserves that award, but definitely brought some class to the organization at the award show.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you can't argue with that. He definitely, not just from his attire, but his the way he presents himself, he brings a lot of class both to himself. The ridiculousness that is the award show. And which is still very silly to have an award show like this, but that's besides the point. And I think for the team, I think it gets some nice recognition for the Washington Capitals having a classy guy.
And Barry Trotz, another big winner, winning Coach of the Year. That's got to be a big deal for Barry Trotz. I thought he did a great job this season. Unfortunately, he didn't get any farther than he did last year. But nonetheless, he did a great job throughout the regular season. He's just got to get over that that postseason hump that the Capitals have to go over with him. But I think that was well deserving for him. I think he did a great job. I think he's a very good inspirational coach. I'm happy to see him win. Obviously, it's not the award that he truly wants, but you know, we're getting there.
I was a little surprised that he got the award. I think it isn't a shot at him or the season that he is a very good coach, obviously. But I was surprised that he got it, just in the sense that, you know, sometimes you see these guys that have, you know, a couple of good players. But, I mean, the Capitals have a very good team, and usually sometimes with the NHL, you have guys that have these kind of teams around them, and they may not get quite the same respect. But I think it definitely was an earned award. I think to have him up there was great. I think it's nice to see that someone as talented as he is getting the recognition that he deserves, because he is a very talented coach. He's one of the best. I mean, I think you could say he's arguably one of the best coach tenders. What the hell? He's one of the best coaches. This is when you know I need to go to sleep. He's one of the best coaches, not just this past season, but probably, I don't know, top in the Capitals organization. Of all time. I think that his ability to bring the team together and to mesh both their styles in terms of the go-go-go offense and the Dale Hunter shutdown defense, I think he's done a fantastic job. There's nothing more that really can be said than he's done an amazing job.
And hopefully he'll be
And he was awarded for it.
Yes. hopefully he comes back next year, gets a bigger, better trophy. But for now, Caps fans can be happy that Holtby and Barry Trotz, and we should say Alex Ovechkin, he was honored as well, but he didn't really decide to go.
He
to
didn't even go. He was like, screw you guys. I have no interest.
I'm staying in Russia.
He already won. It didn't matter. He's like, yeah, you scored the most goals. I mean, yeah, it's nice that you have a guy who can score goals. I remember a couple of years ago, it's more than a couple now, but you know, there's a time where there's teams that just are dying to find someone who can score goals, and here's this guy who just he does it almost on a whim. So yeah, he definitely earned it. Obviously, because he put the puck in the back of the net.
All right, so let's move on past the NHL awards. Brian McClellan, he had a conference call earlier this week, talked a little bit about what's going on with the Caps. He says he's optimistic with negotiations with Marcus Johansson. We went through all this last year. He said that he has GMs calling him interested in Johansson. What's your prediction here for this summer? Will Marcus be in red for the Capitals come the fall, or is he going to be traded away?
And you ask me the question on Friday night.
It's Thursday night.
After the draft. See what I was going to say? After the draft. No, I it's tough. It's tough to say. I think that Johansson definitely brings a lot of positives to this team, but I think that it's tempting with the salary cap being what it is. And we found out this week that it's actually going up by, what was it, like 1.2? No, 3.7, I don't know, some amount of million. I probably should look this up before we started recording. But it's going up a little bit. It's not going up a lot. The Canadian dollar is not as strong as they thought it might be. And so it didn't go up as much as they thought. I think it's going up to $74 million, something like that. So, you know, it gives the Capitals a little bit more cap space, but not a ton. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they moved him. But I also wouldn't be necessarily disappointed if he's back next season. I'm just curious what he's going to cost.
If they can get him, he's – all right. For the Capitals, I've said this a billion times. He's not
– 1 billion times.
1 billion times. He's not – to me
– Dr. Evil.
He's not a top six guy for the Capitals. He can be a top six guy for another team, but not for the Capitals. He is a great third-line center. I don't like that Trotz and McClellan are saying that he's going to be playing wing if he is a Capital next year, because I think
he's a better winger.
I don't think he is. I think he did great at third-line center last year, and I was
pretty, $73 million.
$73 million. Okay,
what the cap will be at next year? $73 million.
That's what I'll be making next year too.
That would be amazing.
Right. I think that if you can get him for third line money, yeah, play him in the third line center. He's your third line center guy. That's the way it should go. However, let me tell you this: the Capitals, they have the number 26 pick in the draft going on Friday night, and Brian McClellan came out last year and said he's got a 2-year plan to win the Stanley Cup, because next year you've got Yevgeny Kuznetsov, you've got TJ Oshie, you've got all these guys coming up that whose contracts are coming up and you're going to have to pay for. So I think you move a guy like Marcus Johansson at the number 26 spot, you give him away to give, you know, to get let somebody have that draft pick and maybe bring in potentially a new forward or a new defenseman. You know, kind of like what we saw the Capitals do. That's how they brought in Troy Brouwer. They traded away their draft pick to get him. I can kind of see that being done with Marcus Johansson.
He said he liked the top six, so he was more concerned with the third line. Do you move Johansson just for a pick, though, or do you want to bring him in for a player, knowing that next season you're running the risk of losing someone? Tough call.
I would move him because with McClellan's plan for 2 years at number 26, you are not going to see that guy for at least 4 to 6 years. He's not going to make any sort of impact on the Capitals anytime soon.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, you move him for... Well, Johansson's not going to get...
You trade.
You think Johansson get a first-round pick?
I think... If you're trading up... Know. If you're trading up, maybe? I don't know. That's really tough to say. I think if you give away that pick and Johansson, you could get a really good player in return.
That's true. We ain't going to play him, though. If you get, like, your future replacement for Williams,
You bring back Troy Brower. We brought in Troy Brower.
No, he's a free agent. Why are you trading for him?
You bring in Troy Brower the same way you brought him in last time. It worked
Brower's
out great.
Third line player. Settle down.
I'm trying to think of somebody that you could bring in at that level to, you know, we have Jay Beagle who can be your fourth line center. You could get, you know, the third line is where you want to focus all your time.
I think he keeps Johansson because he wants more speed on that third line, and he wants more goal scoring. So Johansson stays.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. There's a very good chance that happens. I'm just thinking if you want to get somebody that can make a huge impact right now, you trade away Johansson, you maybe give away that draft pick, and you bring somebody in that can help you right now. This is the draft time to do it. But we shall see.
No, I think he's still on the team. I think if they make a move, they move a draft pick or someone like Grubauer. I think you make a move like that to be able to bring in somebody. I don't think you move Johansson because it's just going to be interesting at how much money he wants. If his contract is getting too crazy and you're like, we don't have the money for this, he's out. He's right. Gone. Then they move him. But if it's within reason, with the cap going up a little bit, it's up to $73 million, you still have some space. I mean, next season is going to be a nightmare having to re-sign Oshie. Williams probably goes. You got to sign Kuznetsov. Winnick probably goes. You got to resign Burkowski. Galliev is probably gone at that point. You got to resign Alsner. That's the other thing. It's going to be real interesting in terms of who they protect and what moves they're going to make. So, and I mean, you never know. You may lose a guy like Orpik in the draft. According to CBS Sports, their projected draft for the new team, or the expansion draft, is the Caps may lose Orpik. So that's $5.5 million suddenly off the books. So Johansson's deal, if it's not that high, suddenly isn't looking all that bad.
That's very true. Very true.
I know it's all the defense, though.
The defense, yeah, that's a big question mark. Besides Johansson, you do have Dmitry Orlov, Tom Wilson, Michael Latta, all restricted free agents. McClellan said he does want to sign all those guys or at least send out qualifying offers.
They're not going anywhere.
And you also have Jason Chimera, who's a big question mark right now. McClellan said he'd like to have him back, but
bye-bye.
There's a good chance he's not.
Bye-bye. It's not personal. I like Jason Chimera, and I look forward to picking up his T-shirt on sale at Kettler at some point. But
it won't be that friggin' fan fest, I can tell you that much.
All right, Brandon, calm down.
No, I've been waiting to say this.
No,
we have not.
I'm going to give you the floor.
They've moved Caps Fan Fest from a Saturday afternoon event, to a Wednesday afternoon. That's right, kids. Wednesday, June 29th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, it's not like anybody works or anything. They're going to have Caps Fan Fest where you can go to the equipment sale, you can get the $5 t-shirts at Kettler, see some of the, you get to see the alumni game, all that crap. I am so ticked off that they have done this because why would you move an event that is for fans to 3 p.m. on a weekday? I understand it's summer, a lot of people out there get to stay home with their kids throughout the summer or, you know, or stay-at-home parents. That's great if you have an event to go to. However, I'm in Baltimore and I work until about 5-6 o'clock every day. I'm not driving to DC on a weekday night because if I leave Baltimore at 6, I'm not getting to DC until about 9 o'clock at night. So to move this fan fest to a Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock is a slap in the face to any fan that's within driving distance of Kettler. It is just one of the worst moves that the Caps have done to the fans in a long time. There used to be Caps Con. There used to be all this other stuff that Caps fans could enjoy. But now they have made it very clear that they care about one section of fans, and that's the season ticket holders or the people that are in Arlington that can afford to take off work on a weekday like that to go to an event like this. It's very hard to root for a team that does that. I'm really ticked off at it. I'm not asking for anything free here. I don't want giveaways. I don't want this. I don't want that. This is where I do my Christmas shopping for a lot of friends and my godkids and stuff. And I can't do that now because I can't get to Fan Fest at 3 p.m. on a friggin' Wednesday. Now, they're still having the scrimmage, which if you're having the scrimmage on Saturday on the 2nd anyway, why aren't you having the Fan Fest the same time? If you're still having the event, what? Why would you move it? Zero sense made. Whoever made that decision is a moron. just so angry. I'm so angry. And I'm not so angry. Guys. I'm not driving to DC on a holiday weekend, July 2nd.
All right, let me tell you this: the one good thing that will come out of this is if I go to the scrimmage,
I won't be there.
Actually likely get a seat. Normally, I am standing
outside the glass,
behind the glass, and not the glass around the rink. At least at first, until I can find a way in, like one of the after one of the periods, I can find my. Instead, I'm just like peering around people, looking like a freaking stalker, trying to see parts of the ice. So it'll be nice to actually find somewhere to sit, and I look forward to getting a Jason Chimera T-shirt for like $10.
Well, is this July 2nd? So free agency is the first, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you will know who's on sale at that point. However, at FanFest you won't. We know that much.
So I'll see you there Wednesday.
You'll never see me there.
Never even did all FanFest stuff, so it was like that was the thing. When we would go on the weekends, it would be like you would go and do all the FanFest stuff, and I would just go watch the scrimmage.
Well, see, here's the thing though: you would get there at like 11.
I did not get there at 11. It was like 10:30.
I got there at like 8:30. I left my house at 6:30 in the morning. Got there at 8:30. Got the deals in the store. Got Christmas gifts. Got myself a Winter Classic jersey last year. Not good ones though. You didn't get an Under Armour polo shirt for $25. I did.
No, that was a good deal.
Here's the other thing: the Caps fans are doing to their fans with moving this fan fest. They're taking away the only time What the Puck hangs out, the only time that we do a video podcast. Now they are ruining our tradition.
We've only done one.
We've done one. However, we have always done live podcasts at FanFest. We've always recorded live while games were going on. We've done interviews with John Walton, interviews with Wes Johnson. We've done all that. Last year we included video, and it was awesome, and it was beautiful. And now
I didn't really know where to look at the time.
You were so awkward. It was hilarious.
I was very awkward.
But here we are. We're just going to have to do this Google Hangout stuff from now on because the Caps have taken that away from the fans. They've taken away fans interacting with fans. They have made this an elitist thing, and it sucks. I'm very hurt, Caps. I am very hurt with this FanFest crap. Very hurt.
I'd be curious as to why they made the change.
People are saying because of the World Cup. I don't think so. Don't think
that doesn't even make sense.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Not nearly.
Could they not get Kettler on that same weekend in July?
Well, there you have it.
Right.
Because they're playing.
See? None of it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been yelling now.
You feel better?
Not really. I'm still pissed, but.
He's so angry.
I am.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know you cared about all the fan fest. I don't really care about that. I like to go see the young guys play and to get that's when I usually will buy a t-shirt because they're like $5 cheaper there than they are at Verizon Center. So like I think last year I got Kuznetsov and the year before I got Burakovsky or something like that. So it's always nice to have that opportunity.
I bought four.
It was a weird choice.
Yeah. Really weird choice. Last year I bought four Caps jerseys. Four Winter Classic jerseys. One for my godson, my goddaughter.
Why would you buy those?
My goddaughter's sister, and one for my dog. This year, Caps, you get none of my money. None of it.
None in person. Maybe some online.
No, I didn't even get to go to a game last year because the ticket prices were so friggin' high. For shame, Caps. For shame.
I need to go to some more games next year. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. You want to talk about the schedule?
Yeah. Let's talk about the schedule of all the games I can't go to. So the Capitals, they open up the season. They open up the season against the Penguins in Pittsburgh on Thursday, October 13th. What does this mean to have the Caps watch the Penguins raise their banner?
I don't think the NHL did it on purpose, but it's still kind of a dick move.
It kind
of like
sucks.
It's one thing if they were like, because like you've seen things where like the next season, and I need to do this more in like the NFL or in the NBA, where the team that wins the particular championship plays their first game against the team they beat, and you're just like, that's messed up. Why would you do that? So, I mean, it's not the same because the Caps got knocked out by the Penguins. They're big rivals. And you don't usually see them play this early in the season.
No.
So, surprise. But, yeah, that's a little rough.
Other big dates. Big,
it's a little rough. Yeah. But,
go ahead.
Okay, I like that their first home game is on a Saturday. See if I can get some tickets to that one.
Yes, the Capitals.
$40 billion.
Yeah, the Caps open up the season Saturday, October 15th, up against the Islanders. It's another good Eastern Conference rival there.
Yeah.
The Capitals once again play on Thanksgiving Eve against the Blues. That one's in D.C. And then they're continuing the tradition, and they're going to be playing on Black Friday, which is Friday, November 25th, and that's against the Sabres. I think that they play the Sabres that date every single year, if I'm remembering correctly. Because that was right around the time that Bruce Boudreau was let go, and it was because they lost against the Sabres AHL team because they had like 9 AHLers going.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah, I don't know. Schedules are always weird.
I thought it was interesting that, like, they have a little bit of a Christmas break, but then they are playing on New Year's Eve against the Devils, and then they're playing New Year's Day up against the Senators at 7:30. Isn't that Winter Classic Day? Why are they playing on New Year's Day?
Who has the Winter Classic?
I don't know.
I don't even remember.
It's not the Caps. I know that much.
Winter Classic. I'll look it up. That is a little weird. I thought most times they don't do that.
The Blues? The Blues are hosting it this year?
Dude, I did not. Oh, it's the Blues taking on the Blackhawks at Busch Stadium. Huh, I totally forgot about that.
Well, that's interesting. I think
that's a little weird. Yeah, no, it's definitely a little strange to have another team playing. I think in the past they usually have it where it's just those two teams playing. It's kind of like a big special thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a little weird.
That's really weird because I figured, like, you had that one game they were taking over New Year's Day, and then everyone watched the bowl games for colleges. After that, that's
they're like, no, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have the capitals of each nation play against one another, and it'll be moderately interesting for the fans of those two teams.
Right. here's something new this year is the NHL has included a bye week for every single team. It's a different week for every single team, but the Caps have a 6-day break February 12th through the 17th. What do you think that does to the team? We saw what happened when the blizzard rolled through and the All-Star break happened. They didn't really bounce back after that break. So having this bye week could actually hurt the Capitals.
I think it's actually a really good idea because it gives the fans in the D.C. area a chance to celebrate the Super Bowl win by the Washington Redskins.
So this game is happening in Never 2000.
Shut
Never.
Up.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh, funny guy. No. I just saw the time and was like, that'll be a good joke. But no, it's weird. Like, I don't understand the point. I get if you want the season to be like the teams that have more breaks, you can make the season longer and just give more time off. But I don't know. The bye week thing is weird.
And like you said, you brought up the Super Bowl. The Capitals will actually be hosting a team on Super Bowl Sunday.
That's pretty usual.
Yeah, that's kind of like a Capitals tradition. That's usually the Penguins or the Red Wings. This year, it's the Kings. It's the Caps versus the Kings on Super Bowl Sunday. It will be in D.C. So
another big rivalry.
Right. Well, this is
good. The Capitals, the Free World, and Hollywood.
Right, yeah, it's different.
I don't know.
It's so this is good. So a Washington team will actually be playing on Super Bowl Sunday. That's different.
I mean, hey, shut up.
I was waiting. I was like, come on, give me something better than that.
Ah, you're a jerk. Yeah, no, I mean, the thing was like, when you do like scheduling, schedule release, oh my God, it's cool. It's more interesting for football because there's so few games.
Right.
Or even for, like, soccer or European football because they have less games. But then there's, like, you have 80, so many freaking games. There's 82 games. There's just so many. There's so many games to worry about.
There are a lot of games. But there's
the season ends against the newly designed Florida Panthers. I like their logo, but their jerseys are garbage.
Logo's a little weird.
I don't like – well, never mind. I was going to say it's back-to-back games. In the last 2 days. Though you never know, we may have some more rainouts. That's not right. Snowouts And then the season will get longer again. Watch that happen again. Well, it's going to happen during the bye week, and the Caps are going to be like, all right.
Whatever.
Okay. The bye week thing would have made more sense. You know what they should do? They should do what some European football leagues do. And the Premier League doesn't do it, and I don't get this. And I'm using words that Brandon doesn't understand. But you should get the break. Everyone takes a break during the holiday season, during, like, the Christmas time.
Yeah.
So, like, I think, and I'm probably wrong in the particulars, but I know, like, in Germany, the Bundesliga takes, like, 2 weeks off in the winter. And so, like, December 22nd to December 30th, no games. I mean, there's already a roster freeze. You're not allowed to move guys at a certain time. So, I don't know. If you want to, like, give everybody a break, do it more or less in the middle of the season. Or middle-ish.
Well, this is brand new for the NHL. They're still working out the kinks.
A week off that time is fine, and I'm usually out of town anyways during that time, so I don't miss any games.
See, that'd be great. I wouldn't have to do a show by myself. You had to do way more solo shows than I did this past year.
Yeah, well, that's true. But yeah, no, I mean, the schedule thing, it's always kind of like, I'm looking through it, and don't care. You know what? The games I look for is the teams that they're playing against. Not that I don't like going and seeing the Capitals, but you can do that all the time. Apparently now you have to be rich to do it. But it's like, you know, when are the Sabres coming to town? Because my dad's from Buffalo. When are, like, the Canucks coming? Because I like the city of Vancouver, I guess.
Vancouver's a great city.
It is a fantastic city. When are the Wild coming? Because of Boudreaux. And then it's like, when's Toronto coming? So we can see Austin Matthews and things like that. When are the Penguins coming? So everybody can boo Crosby.
Boo.
Well said. And, like, when are, like, big road trips? When is their California road trip or their Western road trip?
They do Western Canada.
They get Canada one out of the way early.
Yeah, they get that one done in, like, late October. They usually go to Calgary around Halloween. What else is there? There's
that's a good time.
They're having a lot of weird ones where that one of the road trips they're in, like, every single time zone they can be in within a week.
God, that's weird. And they have another late one in beginning to middle of March. They have a late. They go to San Jose, LA, and then Anaheim.
All right, see, this one, the longest road trip they have is 5 games. Starts in Minnesota, goes through Colorado, Arizona, and then ends in Toronto.
The hell?
Yeah.
That's weird. If that one between Arizona and Toronto is back-to-back, that is a dick move by the NHL.
The Capitals do play 16 sets of back-to-back games, so that's going to be a little rough this season.
That'll be interesting. I want to give a more, I was going to say squad rotation. That's a soccer thing. You need a little more rotation in the lines. Get a chance for some other guys to get to have a chance. You get more opportunities for Kerbauer.
Galiev might actually play once or twice.
Yeah. I still like that kid.
I would too if he actually played.
And scored some goals. Yeah. Would also probably be preferred.
All right, let's talk about the draft coming up. We already did a little bit, so I think we kind of like tipped our hand here, showed our hand a little bit about what we think McClellan is going to do. I don't see him staying at 26. I see him bringing in a player that will affect this team right now, whether that be to trade away a guy like Marcus Johansson or Michael Latta or something like that, or whether it's not just trading away the pick. I don't know what he's going to do, but I don't see us picking at 26. I see him doing something to affect this team right now.
I think he stays at 26 and takes the best player available like he did last year, or he trades back because we don't have a pick in the second or third round. I think he moves back. I don't think this is likely. I think the most likely thing for him to do is that he stays at 26 and takes best player available. But with the fact that they don't have a pick in the second or third round, I would not be surprised to see him pick up a couple of second or third round picks.
Interesting. The 26 pick that they've hovered around that spot for a long time now, and we've seen great players come from that spot.
That's what happens when
you're good. All right, we've seen guys like that's where John Carlson got picked up. you're okay. Just, you know, you're not
quite good enough.
You're not marriage material. Let's just put it that
way. Now, they have Anaheim's fifth round pick, so that's a thing.
You see, it's so hard to talk about the NHL draft because it's not like the NFL. The NFL, these guys get drafted. It doesn't really matter what round. A lot of them go undrafted, and they still play that year. With the NHL draft, unless it's the top three picks, you're not going to see somebody like Evgeny Kuznetsov for 4.5 years.
Yeah, it's going to be a while. So these guys are getting picked in the from pick four through the last one. You know, it's for the future. I mean, you pick up a guy like Samsonov as the goaltender last year. Everyone went, what the hell are you doing? And it didn't matter in the end because it's still going to be a while, and you don't know what the team's going to look like when that guy gets there.
Yeah, and that guy helped win the KHL Cup or whatever it's called this
year. I don't know what it's called. Never mind.
It's not the Venganza. I know that much.
We should call it that, though. The Venganza Cup. That does sound cool.
Right. All right, anything else we should talk about in Caps world?
Nope. Just rehash the congratulations to Barry Trotz, Brayden Holtby. Well earned, gentlemen. Well earned.
Very much so. All right, guys, that's it for Caps World. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to go around the NHL. But before we do that, here's a word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Puck.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. We are going around the NHL. We are talking about plenty of stuff going on. The Stanley Cup Finals are over, and the NHL is rolling the dice on a new team. Coach Dan, what's going on around the NHL?
Oh, man. Sometimes I'm glad you don't warn me what you're going to say. So it's like, you know, I'm just like, I'll just roll up. Like, all right, whatever. Cause I don't have a chance to stop you from doing it. Cause that one, oh man, that was terrible. But, we have to start on an unfortunate note as Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe, passed away on June 10th at the age of 88. He played in the NHL from 1946 until 1980.
Phew.
He won the Stanley Cup 4 times, 6 Hart trophies, and 6 Art Ross trophies. He played 1,767 NHL games, scoring 801 goals and 1,049 assists. One moment. Anaheim hired Randy Carlyle as their new head coach. Carlyle recently was the head coach in Toronto, and the Penguins won the Stanley Cup. Screw that. Lastly, Las Vegas, as Brandon alluded to earlier in such a clever line. What? They have been awarded the 31st NHL team to begin play in 2017. No team name yet.
All right, what do you think it's going to be?
But Las Vegas, so the NHL will have an unbalanced, it's already unbalanced to some extent, but now it's just going to be completely ridiculous. I hate the NHL sometimes. They're so stupid. Why is it just one team? It was $500 million to buy your way into the league.
Damn.
Holy crap. So, yeah. And this goes on with our expansion draft talk from earlier. You asked about a team name. The guy who owns them apparently has a company or something called the Black Knights. And he's a big army guy. So my guess is it's the Las Vegas Knights.
All right. It can be both.
I'll go with that. That's usually the team name I go with back when I used to play NHL games and would create a team. I'd call them the, I don't know, something Knights usually.
Huh.
Like the Baltimore Knights or something. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of something good for Vegas. I mean, you got to go with like gambling or something, don't you? Or
do you? Well, not, I think they want to shy away from that.
Do you not want people to talk about the fact that it's like the place to go gambling?
Yeah. The Las Vegas Pete Roses. No.
The Las Vegas Sinners? Sport. Like, do you call them the Sinners? It's Sin City?
No, see, I think that's too on the nose.
You think so?
Yeah, a little bit.
It could, like, they could, well, no, they already have the Devils. They can't have a logo of a devil.
Oh, that would have been good, though. The Las Vegas Devils. That is good sounding. But they're the New Jersey Devils. I like the Knights.
The Knights could
work. You got the Dice, Lane. Rollers. The two Dice. Kids down in-
the Rounders? Great movie.
Las Vegas Rounders. That'd be interesting.
Matt Damon be like the host at the top.
Just him smiling. He's the logo. Hey guys. No, it's a Teen Titans movie, but it goes into the expansion talk, and it got a little more confusing recently. So it looks like it's going to be every team has the opportunity to protect, I should say, 7 forwards, 3 defensemen, and 1 goalie. So Braden Holtby, you're not going anywhere. Though, as I'm looking at this thing, it also says they have the option. So is one option, or apparently they can do 8 skaters, whether it's forwards or defensemen, and 1 goaltender. So either way, Braden Holtby, you're sticking around.
But here's the other thing, though. If a player has a no-trade clause...
That's all I'm getting into now.
Yeah, they can't move at all.
So all players that currently... Wait. All players who have currently effective and continuing... I'm reading this from NHL.com. Continuing no movement in quotes clauses at the time of the expansion draft and who to decline to waive such clauses must be protected. So you can't put someone out there if they have a no movement clause unless they agree to it.
So that's automatically one of your 8 guys.
Yeah. Or 7 and 3.
Right.
So whatever. All first and second year professionals, as well as all unsigned draft choices, will be exempt from selection and will not be counted towards their club's protection list. I don't imagine the Capitals are going to have to worry about that aside from the unsigned draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
But like Jakub Vrána, maybe, and maybe a couple of the other young guys like Christian Juice, but Kuznetsov and Burakovsky will both be available to be picked at that point. That's pretty much it. Riley Barber wouldn't count either. So the Caps don't run the risk of losing one of their young guys unless they make them available. That's the situation.
Okay.
But like they don't have to protect Barber or any of those like younger guys. But the interesting thing that they add is that all clubs must meet the following minimum requirements regarding players exposed for selection in the expansion draft. So you have to expose certain guys. 1 defenseman who is A, under contract in the 2017-2018 season, and B, played in 40 or more NHL games the prior season, or played in 70 or more NHL games in the prior 2 seasons. So I wouldn't be surprised next season towards the end of a season. Could I say season more times in the same sentence? I would not be surprised to see teams towards the end of the regular season push a couple of guys out there to get to that number so that they can expose them and not have to run the risk of losing someone else.
Right, yeah.
Teams must also make available 2 forwards who are A, under contract in 2017-18, and B, it's the same thing. So you have 1 defenseman and 2 forwards who are under contract for the 2017-2018 season and have played in 40 or more NHL games or played in 70 or more NHL games in the prior 2 seasons. And 1 goaltender who is under contract in 2017-2018 or will be a restricted free agent at the expiration of his current contract immediately prior to 2017-18. Jesus, that is a lot of words.
A lot of
guys. This is a little crazy. And, interesting. If the club elects to make a restricted free agent goaltender available, like Philip Grubauer, that goaltender must have received his qualifying offer prior to the submission of the club's protected list. Huh. So you can't just leave a guy out there if he's restricted to wait to see what happens. You have to offer him a contract ahead of time. Players with potential career-ending injuries who have missed more than the previous 60 consecutive games may not be used to satisfy a club's players' exposure requirements unless approval is received from the NHL. Interesting. The Las Vegas franchise. We're going to call them the Las Vegas Wranglers. I don't know. I couldn't think of anything.
Do they wear jeans on the ice?
No, don't wear. Oh, man. No, but the pants will look like jeans.
Oh,
jeans, shorts, even better.
Jorts, that's great.
Yeah. Jorts, really great. They must select 1 player from every presently existing club. The way they put that makes it sound like 1 club may no longer exist at this time.
Ooh.
For a total of 30 players, not including additional players who may be acquired as a result of violations of the expansion draft rules. What? They had to select 14 forwards, 9 defensemen, 3 goaltenders. So every team will lose a player from their NHL roster. The Las Vegas franchise must select a minimum of 20 players who are under contract for the 2017-2018 season. Okay, this part I don't understand. The Las Vegas franchise must select players with an aggregate expansion draft value that is between 60 and 100% of the prior season's upper limit for the salary cap. And they cannot buy out any player selecting the expansion draft earlier than the summer following its first season. So you can't just leave a guy out there, have them pick them up, and then buy them out as a way of getting rid of their contract and Vegas being able to use that cap money towards their salary cap floor. Ooh. So there's a lot of little things going on in this, and I don't even know how the schedule's going to work out. I'm screwed trying to figure that out. So, Brandon, which player will the Capitals lose?
A lot of people are going
to... Next season.
A lot of now, people...
Sorry, here's the interesting part. I forgot to bring this up earlier. When a lot of people are talking about, when all this news came out, they were talking about who the Capitals are going to protect. There's one player that was not on a lot of people's lists. Do you know who that was?
Not on the list?
Yeah, was not on the protected list.
I don't know.
Carl Alzner.
Carl Alzner?
Here's the thought why. You do not protect Alzner because he's going to be an unrestricted free agent. And the thought is Vegas will not select him and run the risk of not having him sign a contract.
Vegas can't beat the odds.
Oh, God. This is going to be the worst thing for me because so many jokes you're going to make.
Yep, pretty much, yeah.
Uh-huh. Jeez. Yeah, so that is the thought process regarding that. I think you don't run the risk and you sign Alzner this offseason or next during the season to a long-term deal. You protect him and you expose Orlov.
I think
you run the risk of losing Orlov or Orpik. I don't imagine it's any of the Capitals' forwards that get selected.
Orpik, I think everybody wants him to go there because of his
I want to keep Orpik for like one or two more seasons.
I think that a lot of people want him to go. I don't think the Vegas team will be able to afford that contract that he has. I think Orlov's the one to go. I think Orlov, he's played the last two seasons. He hasn't been anything special. And I think you can lose a guy like Orlov. And I think he'd fit in well with Vegas. I don't know who else they got there, but I don't think...
Where are you going with that one?
I don't know. I think he needs a little change of scenery because I don't think he's doing well in DC. I don't think he's becoming the player they want him to be. I don't think he can do anything past a third line pairing for a defenseman.
Well, I don't think he's going to get past third line pairing because they just have four other guys who are better than him right now. I mean, all right, so let's put it this way. The three defensemen they're protecting are Niskanen, Carlson, and then the question is, do you protect Alzner or run the risk? If you expose Alzner with the hope and pray that he does not get selected, do you protect Orlov or Schmidt?
Oh, Jesus. I don't know. I wouldn't protect either of those guys.
Well, you got to protect somebody. Now, keep in mind, the team could look moderately different when it comes to this time next season.
Very true. That is very true.
But the seven forwards, I think, are pretty easy. You're protecting Ovechkin, Backstrom, Oshie because you're going to re-sign him after next season. You're protecting Marcus Johansson if you signed him to a deal. You're protecting Kuznetsov. Wait, I lost track of how many guys that was. 1, 2, 3, 4. Kuznetsov's 5. Burakovsky's 6.
That's another one I could see potentially leaving.
Burakovsky?
I could see him.
You've lost your damn mind. Wilson. Oh, wait. No, I only have 7, right?
Right.
All right, so the question is then, do you protect Wilson or do you protect Beagle? I think you protect Wilson and you're less likely to lose Beagle. I think the Caps are losing a defenseman either way.
Yeah, I think...
Or Grubauer.
No, I don't think Grubauer. You know why? Because I think the Penguins have a real big...
Yeah, they have to take three goalies.
They have a question mark on goalies right now. And Marc-Andre Fleury, he's a backup pretty much right now. But as good as, what was it, Murray? That was the Penguins.
Yeah,
rookie,
that
right?
Punk.
Murray, yeah. He showed off he was really good in his rookie season where he played 5 months in the AHL. But who's to say he can do that the entire regular season? There's a big question mark right there. And if you keep Fleury on, you keep Murray there, and Murray works out, then Fleury's the one to go to Vegas.
Well, I think Fleury's going to be left available no matter what. I don't think there's any question there. But the team has like three goalies. So I think Grubauer certainly could get picked as one of those guys that they could be the backup or their third goaltender in the minors. But anyway, you're getting a good young goaltender for nothing.
Right.
Like, you were giving up absolutely nothing to get him. So it's going to be it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Oh, it's a little scary to think about.
But then the other thing is teams could look so different. I mean, I don't imagine they're going to be that different, but they're definitely going to be different a little bit going into – I mean, at that, I mean, you have – let's see. You have the offseason. You have the draft, which is going to probably have some moves, whether it's the Capitals are involved or not. Teams will make moves. And you're going to have the trading deadline. All happen before this point. And then I'll bet you see some interesting trades because of this.
Yeah.
Where teams are moving guys around because they want to get something for someone. So I think a lot of teams that are struggling and the teams that are not very good next season are going to take advantage of this and be able to bring in some pretty good players that they will then protect because teams are going to want to get something for nothing. Something instead of nothing. Right, that made sense.
I mean, this is good for Vegas. Doesn't seem like it's very good for any other team in the NHL.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the biggest thing is that the NHL is pushing for the Vegas team to be good right away.
Right. Because that's going to be a tourist destination. That's how you sell tickets. They're not going to have a big home fan base. It's going to be all
Vegas apparently is one of – is the biggest city in the United States of people who live there, not tourists, that does not have a sports franchise.
But not a lot of people are from Vegas. You know what I mean? Like, there's military bases around there. There's people that work in hotels, that type of thing. Nobody, like –
I think they'll have a decent amount of home fans, but I mean, I don't think they're going to be like top.
Right.
But they'll have a decent amount. But I do think they'll get some business from tourism.
Oh, big time. You know the Caps Road crew is going to be going there every single year. All right, guys, if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Stan or I, you can. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Stan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Stan. You can also occasionally find some new writings, and by occasionally, I probably never, but maybe someday, and some fantastic other writings at CapitalsOutsider.com. This is a Caps fan-run website devoted to the Washington Capitals and their bobbleheads, of which, Brandon, do you think we'll see any new ones next season?
No, we won't.
Oh, no, we will. They'll just, you know, they'll cost money as opposed to being a giveaway to game.
Yeah, we'll go to Hershey Bears, and you'll maybe get a gnome or something, but the Capitals...
It has been too long since I've been to a Bears game.
It has been. And if you're lucky enough to buy one of the bobbleheads I'm selling on eBay, I'm shipping out one tomorrow of Steve Pierce of the Baltimore Orioles. Congratulations, eBay guy.
How the hell did you get a – why do you have a Steve Pierce one?
It was a giveaway at the game, and I'm selling two on eBay. $9 if anybody's interested.
But, yeah, that's Capitals Outsider. That's not even CapitalsOutsider.com. We got way off track. Brandon. What about Brando Cash Entertainment?
That's right. Go to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about Brando Cash Entertainment. Go to Facebook.com/BrandoCash as well as Facebook.com/WTP Podcast and Twitter at WhatThePuckPod. Whenever a new show comes out, you will be the first to know. We are available on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, and Google Play Music. This show is free. We are keeping you guys entertained throughout this offseason as the Capitals are staying busy. Free agency is right around the corner. The draft is tomorrow night. Well, you're probably listening to this on Friday. So the draft is tonight.
Yeah, draft tonight. Woo, nothing's going to happen.
Fan Fest you won't be going to. And then it'll be kind of quiet till training camp. Friggin' Fan Fest.
So mean.
This show is free.
So bad.
I am mad. This show is free.
Yeah. Brandon, smash.
Give me, don't even give me stuff. Let me buy stuff from you for a reasonable price. Jerks. All we ask in return for you guys getting this free show is to please spread the word about What the Puck. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit and Snapchat and Periscope and anything else you do on your phone or the web that's social. Let people know I'm a Caps fan. I listen to What the Puck and you should too. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. This got out of hand. This got out of hand real quick. Don't know how that happened, guys. But anyway, say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.